got reports that the number of disgruntled landowners who have actually decided to lock the gates to the conditioning plant site, and they're putting a bit of a demand on the current operator, ExxonMobil, to try and get government attention to address some of those outstanding issues, which we feel that mostly from the earlier petition that was sent.
How long can ExxonMobil last before these protests start to impact its exports or its production?
I think, from what I know, business is as usual from the main parts of the plant side. It's just that the protesters are at the front gate, which sort of interfere in one section of the operation.
There seem to be a growing number of landowners gathering there, and they're demanding that the Prime Minister go to talk to them. Will he do that?
I think we've got capable ministers and leaders who are ready to take on board that issue. We've been tasked already, and we will go up there ourselves.
Have you suggested to Mr. O'Neill that he should go and talk to the landowners?
There is no need for that to happen. This is an issue that can be managed at the ministerial level, and we will deal with it.
So the Prime Minister won't be going up to the Highlands?
I don't think that is necessary for the Prime Minister to go up there.
The landowners say that they've had delegation after delegation and got no action. What do you say to that?
Well, basically, it's not an issue that the government would just jump, because we've got an EDR process, which has now been the way forward to look at all the clan rating issues, which are before the court. So it's not an issue of Prime Minister or Minister making a decision. It is before the courts. We are now complying with the court orders.
But not all the payments that are due to the landowners are before that alternative dispute resolution process. When can the landowners expect to receive those payments?
They can only receive what is entitled to them after the ADR is completed, and that's very clear from the government.
So all payments are affected by the alternative dispute resolution process, is that what you're saying?
There are specific payments which we are ready to pay them, and these are the payments that they are mostly after. The other payments like the development levies are for the provincial governments, and they've got other issues also, which with the inclusion of Hela province, previously we were central province, southern highlands, and you know, Gulf, Western province, and now that the allies come on board, last central province, we've got to look at how this split will affect the inclusion of an additional province. So the development levy is basically being held by, based on those reasons. For the royalties and the 2% free carry equity, those issues are affected by the ADR. So once the ADR is completed, we cannot release those funds.
The alternative dispute resolution is a matter of finding out who are the real landowners. Now, the first benefit-sharing agreement was signed more than 6 years ago and shipments began more than 2 years ago. Surely the government and its processes have had enough time to sort out these issues by now.
I know. The only problem is that the landowners have never been satisfied with the way their own clan representation are being put forward. And under the ministerial determination which I have signed, there is an opportunity for them to express disappointment, which they have exercised. Unfortunately, few of them have gone to courts, and the courts have as a result, made a decision by invoking a ADR approach.
So you're putting the blame back on the landowners for not being able to decide who owns the land?
We don't put blame on people. We are following the process. It's just that the EDR has come on board. We are now paying attention to how the EDR will conclude.
So with the situation as it is, what's the first date that you expect landowners will be able to see their money?
That is entirely the court's business to decide now, because the court has taken full control of the process. The department mandated to address the issue of social mapping and clan rating has now been given direction to comply with the ADR process.
So it could be months away, in fact.
Well, we are hoping it will be done quickly. We are mindful of the delay. We are not saying that the prolonged process of the ADR is healthy for our landowners. But we cannot direct the court, which is very different from what everybody has seen.
The PNG budget is under a lot of pressure. Does the government have the money to pay these royalties?
We have the money. The money is parked in the trust account and they are secured and ready to go. As soon as the EDR is concluded, we will release those payments.
How can landowners be sure of that?
We are talking at a high level of certainty, and the confidence should not be questioned. The government has actually established trust accounts, and the monies are parked with central bank.
It sounds as if there are more landowners coming along to the protest all the time. The government has sent police. The local Member of Parliament, Francis Patape, has called on the government not to send in the police against the protesters. Can you give us an assurance that the government will not do that?
We are not a government that will apply heavy-handed tactics on our people. We respect our people. We also respect the grievances that have been expressed. We are mindful of the outstanding payments which have been built up over a number of years. We have also got an obligation to express to our people what we have already paid out, which we will put on a public advertisement and also bring to the attention on what kind of brands, as to which particular groups, on what dates, and they have to be also accountable for the funds that they have received.